House of Suns by Alistair Reynolds.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To Tracy and Grace, big and little sister, with love. Part 1. I was born in a house with a million rooms, built on a small, airless world on the edge of an empire of light and commerce that the adults called the Golden Hour, for a reason I did not yet grasp. I was a girl then, a single individual called Abigail Gentian. During the 30 years of my childhood, I only saw a fraction of that vast, rambling, ever-changing mansion. Even as I grew older and gained the authority to wander where it suited me, I doubt that I ever explored more than 1/100th of it. I was intimidated by the long, forbidding corridors of mirror and glass, the corkscrewing staircases rising from dark cellars and vaults where even the adults never went, the rooms and parlours that, although the adults and housekeepers never said as much in my presence, were alleged to be haunted, or in some way not convivial to anything other than transitory occupation. The elevators and dumbwaiters alarmed me when they moved without apparent instruction, obeying some inscrutable whim of the house's governing persona. It was a mansion of ghosts and monsters, with ghouls in the shadows and demons scuttling behind the wainscoting. I had one true friend, although I cannot now remember his name. He arrived occasionally, but only ever for short visits.